What is going on, guys? It is the Lamp of Doom here with a podcast, a first podcast that I'm going to do. I'm going to try to do more of these. But this podcast and probably most of the other ones are going to be about the game Grand Theft Auto V made by Rockstar Games. As many of you know, this is a very hyped up game for sure. Both me and the Pink Bathtub have definitely been waiting for this game. We pre-ordered it back in April of 2012, so more than over a year ago, and we just can't wait to get our hands on it. So I thought it'd be best for me to go ahead and talk about Grand Theft Auto V and express what I have to say and my opinions towards what is going on recently with new developments and all these stories and rumors and whatnot is going on in the GTA 5 universe. The first topic is new. It is that Grand Theft Auto Digital Edition that everyone was down or people on the PS3 can go ahead and download this preload, which is when you download it off the store, you pretty much get the. It's like if you buy a game off the store, you get the little icon, and then you go ahead and click it, right? So it's like it's a digital version of the game, not a hard copy. So when players do this, they go ahead, they could download the Atomic Blimp, they could download an exclusive theme, and the game itself, which is 18 gigabytes. Now, people in the UK thought it was interesting to go ahead and see in the files of this preload. Now, most preloads, there's not really a lot, or there is, sorry. I wouldn't be too sure because I don't pre-order games off the PlayStation Store. They go ahead and what they do is they make sure the files that actually make the game to run, or let the game run, are not in that package. Unfortunately, people in UK are speculating or saying that the files that are there to make it run are in fact there, and they are able to get into it and find leaked stuff, and people speculate that possibly gameplay could be coming out between the next 5 to 7 days. Now, this seems very highly unlikely because Rockstar is a very good company with what they do. They're very good at their marketing and whatnot. So, if you guys are expecting gameplay within 5 to 7 days, not talking about the gameplay trailer and the online trailer, but actual gameplay, do not expect that. You could if you want. Again, I can't be too sure, but this just seems very highly unlikely that they will be able to crack into the game and have everyone see it. Of course, Take-Two will probably be on this case, Take-Two being the owner, the father company or so, of Rockstar Games, so they would probably jump on it really quickly and make sure not a lot of people do see it, even if it does get released. But people have been finding songs and radio stations on this preload. Okay, now of course these aren't confirmed. Rockstar's obviously not going to come out and say yes, these are in fact the real radio stations and songs. There is a list of the songs. You could go ahead and search on Google Grand Theft Auto 5 preload, and they'll give you the leaked songs and radio stations. Leaked song artists include Tupac, Johnny Cash, Kendrick Lamar, and Snoop Dogg, just to name a couple. And the leaked radio stations are West Coast Classic, which is a classic hip-hop radio station, which of course mate will probably have the Tupac and some Snoop Dogg and Biggie Smalls and whatnot. Soul Wax FM, which is a, let me go ahead and check that for you guys real quick. We'll go ahead and do the preload. Okay, let's go ahead. I think it's kind of one of those, really, I don't know, mellow type radio stations. Let me see. Soulwax FM. Okay, it doesn't really say, but I don't know actually. I couldn't tell you. It doesn't really say much. But Soulwax FM is a radio station. Next we have Nonstop Pop FM, which is of course a pop/dance radio station. This radio station includes people from Rihanna, Britney Spears, Kelly Rowland, and Fergie. We have Rebel Radio, which is a country radio station, which has Johnny Cash, Johnny Paycheck, and Willie Nelson. Vinewood Boulevard Radio, which has alternative rock, which has artists such as Sam Flax, Metz, and Ceremony. We have an electronic chillwave ambient radio station, which I guess these people aren't really well known, but we have Kashmir Cat, The Hicks, and Ink, and everything else from the people of Steve Miller Band, Elton John, Rick James, Eddie Murphy, Stevie Wonder, and many, many more. So, what I think about this is, this could be true, it could be convincing. The name of the radio station, especially West Coast Classics, and I guess Vinewood Boulevard Radio, makes it seem that it can be real. This is more highly likable, or highly probable to be real, than the gameplay that could be coming out. Again, no one knows for sure if this is confirmed or not, because Rockstar has not come out and said anything, but if so, these are pretty good names. Looking at the songs, there are many songs that can suit people's fancies, as I would be mostly on the West Coast Classics for the classic rap songs. But other rap songs on this include Kendrick Lamar, The Game, Rick Ross, 2 Chainz, and we also have the Hood Gone Love It by J-Rock and Kendrick Lamar. So, that is the first topic with the Grand Theft Auto preload. Of course, you heard what I said about the... Again, if people want to think the gameplay is going to come out, go ahead and think that. I don't want to bring your hopes up or whatever, but it just seems very, very unlikely that something that big will happen that easily. The second topic I would like to talk about is the ESRB rating for Grand Theft Auto 5. Of course, Grand Theft Auto 5s have all been rated M, just because of its violence and its violence, blood and gore, mature humor, whatnot. Jesus Christ, I'm having a hard time talking. And the ESRB is the rating company that rates these games when they get finished. They wrote a little article about Grand Theft Auto 5 and things that are going to be going on. There is some spoilers, if you want to call it spoilers. I do not consider it spoilers, but if you don't want to spoil a game whatsoever, you do not have to listen to the rest of this podcast, I guess. But if you would like to stay, be my guest, and I am going to read this article that they wrote about Grand Theft Auto 5. So, for the people that stayed, this is what, and I quote, what the ESRB rating people wrote. In this open-world action game, players assume the role of three criminals whose storylines intersect within the fictional city of Los Santos. Players can switch between each character to follow his storyline, completing missions which often include criminal activities. Example, stealing cars, executing heists, assassinating targets. Players use pistols, machine guns, sniper rifles, and explosives to kill various enemies. Example, rival gang members. Players also have the ability to shoot non-adversary civilians, though this may negatively affect players' progress as a penalty system triggers a broad police search. Blood splatter effects occur frequently, and the game contains rare depictions of dismemberment. In one sequence, players are directed to use various instruments and means to extract information from a character. The sequence is intense and prolonged, and it involves some players' interactions, example, responding to on-screen prompts. The game includes depictions of sexual material and activity. Implied fellatio and masturbation, various sex acts that the player's character procures from a prostitute. While no nudity is depicted in these sequences, various sexual moaning sounds can be heard. Nudity is present, however, primarily in two settings: a topless lap dance in a strip club, and a location that includes male cult members with exposed genitalia in a non-sexual context. Within the game, TV programs and radio ads contain instances of mature humor. Myriad sex jokes, depictions of raw sewage and feces on a worker's body, a brief instance of necrophilia, no nudity is depicted. Some sequences within a large game allows players to use narcotics, example, smoking from a bong, lighting a marijuana joint. Cocaine use is also depicted. Players' characters can, at various times, consume alcohol and drive while under the influence. The words, the F word, the C word, and the N word can be heard in dialogue. Okay, so that was the ESRB rating paragraph, I guess, about the game. First thing I want to go on is, of course, I'm going to go over it again. Players assume the role of three criminals. If you guys do not know, there is Michael, Franklin, and Trevor, which are the three characters you can control and whose storylines you will follow throughout the game. Los Santos being the city you're in. Another thing is stealing cars, executing heists, or stealing cars and assassinating targets are obviously seen in other Grand Theft Auto games, not just this one. Executing a heist was in Four Leaf Clover in Grand Theft Auto 4, but that was a mission to follow in the story. This one, a heist can be done on side, or I think some will be main mission heist that you have to do. Players use pistols, machine guns, sniper rifles, and explosives. Pistols, machine guns, snipers, and explosives are, of course, in other Grand Theft Auto games. This one I find is really cool. Okay, this part I thought was really cool. To kill various enemies, example, rival gang members, which pretty much can state that we will see the Balas or the Vagos, which are the gangs in the rival gangs of the... the rival gang is the Balas. The Vagos are just gangs, I guess, in some other part of San Andreas, in the San Andreas game. So, rival gang members can pretty much wrap up that there will be gangs, if not the Balas. Maybe another gang that is maybe made up throughout the story. Players will also have the ability to shoot non-adversary civilians. Though this may never negatively affect players' progress, as a penalty system triggers a broad police search. Now, in screenshots and trailers, we have definitely seen that the police do have the helicopters with spotlights. They will try to find you. It has been said that the police will, of course, look for you if you are hidden, let's say, under a bridge or in an alley. They will look for you. Other than Grand Theft Auto 4, the police were not that great. I mean, sure, you could kind of hide from them, but it wasn't. I don't think it's going to be as fun as it will be in Grand Theft Auto 5. Another thing is, I really hope the police do get better. Of course, we can't say that they are going to be better. Of course, because no one has either really seen the game other than some people, including people from Rockstar and people who have been invited to a demo that Rockstar presented to people of their choosing. But I really hope the police do get smarter in ways that they're searching. Of course, you know, we've seen dogs, maybe they bring like a canine unit to come find you, whatever. We have seen the helicopter with the spotlight, so that is definitely something we haven't seen in Grand Theft Auto, or we did not see in Grand Theft Auto 4, and I don't think we saw in previous GTAs. I know Grand Theft Auto San Andreas had a spotlight, but the spotlight was ridiculous and was not very good. Okay, blood splatter effects occur frequently, and the game contains rare depictions of dismemberment. Blood splatter is no big deal really in Grand Theft Auto. Of course, you shoot someone and blood will splatter, so that is something to obviously note that, you know, that it's been there, so of course we could see that coming. The thing about rare depictions of dismemberment, I know in previous Grand Theft Autos for the PlayStation 2 era that you could, of course, take a samurai sword and cut someone's head off in a, I guess, funny kind of way. It does say rare depictions of dismemberment, so I don't think that you will be able to get, let's say, a chainsaw or a machete and go ahead and cut people's legs and arms and head off or whatnot, because the game is becoming so real looking that it may offend some people. Rare depictions may be just in cutscenes of missions. I can't, of course, confirm anything. In one sequence, players are directed to use various instruments and means to extract information from characters. The sequence is intense and prolonged and involves some player interactions, responding to on-screen prompts. This meaning that, the game will say, go to this location, take out this guy, whatever. Extract information, I'm guessing, may be to, of course, maybe get some files, or as we've seen in the gameplay, first gameplay trailer that was released. They get the guy and they bring him up maybe to get some information or some intel on the FIB or the I don't know what the other kind of agency is, but I know the FIB is one of them. It's supposed to be their version of the FBI, of course. And that's not new to Grand Theft Auto. We have been responding to on-screen prompts and having to kill people and whatsoever. The game includes depictions of sexual material and activity. Of course, we've seen that in Grand Theft Auto 4, and I think Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. I'm not too sure about the older ones because I have not played those ones intensely. And it says implied fellatio and masturbation, various sex acts that the player's character procures from a prostitute. So, of course, in Grand Theft Auto 4 and San Andreas, I think you could hop beside a prostitute who you see on the street and honk. And I think on San Andreas, it's just a button you click to get them into the car. But you would honk at Grand Theft Auto 4, and the female would get into your car, and you would kind of talk to her or whatever, and you'd have to take her somewhere where you can't be seen. And of course, you would just do it. You could pay for different types, I guess. I guess one being better than the other, not obviously to you, because that wouldn't make much sense unless you're into that kind of stuff. But it will, it could do that, and that's not new at all. While nudity is depicted in these sequences, various sexual moaning sounds can be heard. Of course, in Grand Theft Auto 4, when you were doing the sexual activities with this prostitute, she would say some things and moan or whatnot sexually. So that, of course, is not new. Nudity is present, however, primarily in two settings: a topless lap dance in a strip club, and at a location that includes male cult members with exposed genitalia and a non-sexual content. First, I'd like to talk about that topless lap dance. In Grand Theft Auto 4, you could get lap dances, but the I guess the strippers would have some sort of tape on their nipples. Sorry, I've been trying to keep this clean and nipples just had to ruin it. On their nipples, which I guess obviously would not have full nudity, because I don't think Grand Theft Auto has had full nudity before. Other than that one mission in Grand Theft Auto 4 in Ballad of Gay Tony, I think, when you walk in and you could see the guy's ding dong. But so maybe will we it, there will be no tape on these people, on the strippers in the strip club this time, but we will have to see. Location that includes male cult members with exposed genitalia and non-sexual content. All I know from cult members would have to be the people from the Epsilon Project. I don't know any other cult in the game, and I don't know if it is the Epsilon Project, whatever it is. So I can't be too sure with that one. Within the game, TV programs and radio ads contain instances of mature humor. Of course, we've definitely seen mature humor throughout all Grand Theft Auto games. It just seems to be their thing that attracts people. They always see their funny jokes like Area 69 and whatnot. Myriad sex jokes, depictions of raw sewage and feces on a worker's body. I do not think you. I don't not. I don't. Oh my God! I can't even speak. I don't think that we, of course, would see this just walking around Los Santos near a sewage thing. They said it is on radio ads, so I'm guessing. Let's say there's a WKTT of this game, and you know they're talking about you know some guy with sewage and feces on him and whatever. A brief instance of necrophilia, no nudity is depicted, meaning they might say something about like, oh, I had sex with your dead mom or something between those lines. No nudity is depicted, meaning that, of course, you can't see anything if it is on a TV or radio ad because they won't really show a dead person having sex with, right? Some sequences within the larger game allow players to use narcotics, example, smoking from a bong, lighting a marijuana joint, and players could also, or cocaine use is also depicted. I don't think you could smoke or drink in or smoke in San Andreas. Grand Theft Auto, you could not smoke from a bong or light marijuana joint. Cocaine was something you could see in Grand Theft Auto 4 with little Jacob. You'd always hear him, you know, in the car when he'd be talking to you. And that, of course, I guess he would be snorting some cocaine on his hand or something. So this will be completely new. Players' characters can at various times consume alcohol and drive under the influence. We've seen this with the games that you get in the car and in Grand Theft Auto 4, it would be new where you'd walk and you'd be stumbling, I guess, just to show what it's like to be drunk or whatever. And when you drive, you will get cops after you, will get a wanted level, but you know your camera will be shaking from side to side. And the words, the F word, the C word, the N word can be heard in dialogue. Of course, nothing new with Grand Theft Auto having their strong language in the game, especially in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Out of all this, I'd probably want to talk about the weed, bong, and cocaine usage. A lot of people that have been talking about this this thing of this rating have been really hyped up for the fact that you can smoke from a bong and light marijuana joint, and you know, to add to realism to the game and all that stuff. Now, I don't know if it is a real necessity, and I don't know if you'll be able to just use it. I don't know if it's just cutscenes you'll see people using this, or, you know, you could just go somewhere and you know, go to a dealer and get some drugs and just smoke it at your house or something like that. I do not know. But if it is something that you can use on, like, at any time you'd like, I don't know. I don't know what my take would be on this, because I don't know if it's, especially for the, you know, I can't talk because I'm only 16 years old, but for people my age or younger playing these type of games, I don't know if this has a big impact of influence on them for them to say, hey, they do it in this game, how would I go and try it? I know there's been a lot of controversy with, you know, the killing and people, you know, kill other people due to these type of games or whatever. But I don't really know how that will play out. Of course, they'll keep it low. If it is just in cutscenes, then I guess that's okay, just because it's a cutscene, and you know, I guess it's kind of funny or whatever. But I'm gonna wonder to see how it plays out within the real game. Cocaine, like I said, probably will not be something you could do all the time. Just like little Jacob was doing in the car, you could not see him. Even if you looked through the mirror or the window, you know, he'd just be sitting there. You wouldn't see anything. But yeah, so this has been the first podcast of The Lamp of Doom of Grand Theft Auto 5. I'd like to thank you all for watching. If you have not subscribed to my YouTube channel, go ahead and do youtube.com/thelampofdoom, where you can see games that I play. And soon to come, Grand Theft Auto 5, which is me in the pink bathtub. If you don't know who that is, go ahead and check him out on YouTube and subscribe at youtube.com/thepinkbathtub. And we're hoping to release Grand Theft Auto 5 gameplay, of course, when it comes out. We've already pre-ordered, like I said. So, thank you for listening. And I guess I'll see you guys in the next podcast. See you later.